Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
You know those Facebook lists now, 25 random things you didn't know about me or whatever, and we tried them also here.
Mm-hmm.
These are, somebody posted celebrity facts. All right, there are 50 here, but we can't go through all 50, so you guys just tell me when you're bored with the list, okay?
Okay.
Do we get to guess? What's that?
Do we get to guess?
Of who the random fact goes to?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so random, I don't think you'd have a prayer, but we can try it that way.
No, that's okay.
The first one we've talked about on the show, I was going to use that as the example. Mm-hmm. This guy's missing part of his middle finger on his right hand due to a door shutting accident.
Oh,
Matthew Perry. Yeah.
I couldn't remember, think it was Chandler is what I was thinking.
Right. And he had a prosthetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Friends.
Did he?
Yeah, Jeff told us about that, the prosthetic tip. It was a tip that he was missing, right?
Right, not the whole finger in it.
Yeah.
But like if...
It's hard to say prosthetic.
If he was like a Tennessee fan, and you know, and he's the camera's on him, he's like, oh, we're number one, it really wouldn't be. It would be like, we're sort of
we're halfway.
But we're halfway there, Vol.
It was like his ring finger or middle finger or something. I don't think it was his pointer finger.
You can go on like YouTube and you can search it, and they have videos up there of him with half a digit. I'm just guessing.
That's a random thing to search. Matthew Perry with half a digit.
A childhood virus left this person completely deaf in his right ear.
I have no idea. I don't have a prayer.
Rob Lowe.
Really?
Yeah, he's deaf in one ear.
Huh.
I bet he'd be fun to get drunk with.
Start
talking real loud. See how drunk people get loud anyway?
He's the guy you set next to the big speaker.
Yeah.
At age 10, this celebrity won 1991 preteen Mr. America pageant. And the following year, he became the first male winner of America's Universal Charm pageant.
Mario Lopez,
Justin Timberlake.
I don't know.
Justin Timberlake.
Huh?
Yeah.
Good guess.
Yeah.
See.
Take that. I won't get another one.
I wasn't really sure that this was a competition until now, but this is the Burt Show.
Well, then I got Matthew Perry. Booyah.
One. As a second grader, this kid was so talented at telling jokes that his teacher used him as a reward. If the class behaved, this kid got up and would do stand-up in the second grade.
Jack Black.
Hayden Weiss.
Sorry.
Random Jimmy Fallon.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I could see that.
I was close. I got the J.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Wendy. You're tied.
You get a quarter of a point.
I'll take it.
In 1993, this singer tried out for the Mickey Mouse Club, but panicked after watching Christina Aguilera.
Jessica Simpson. I got it.
One each.
Woo!
She told us that.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember her having her
on. I love the Mickey Mouse Club.
She's been on with us twice.
Oh, yeah? Little blonde thing? Got a sister that's in the business, too?
Don't you remember Music Midtown, our stage? We hung out with her.
I remember Ludacris.
After that, no more.
As a child, this actor wore tap shoes to bed just in case his parents needed cheering up in the middle of the night.
Aw.
Sweet. Usher.
That's tragic, actually.
Why do you think tragic?
Because his parents must have been really sad.
I guess you would have to show an example of sad during the day for him to think that if they were bummed. Yeah. Wow. You really brought me down on that one.
Hold on. I want to have a guess. Sammy Davis Jr.
You'll never get. It's not even a dancer.
Mm. Oh. I don't know.
Jim Carrey.
Aww.
Oh.
Tragic.
That's sad.
That makes me sad.
This celebrity attended the 1989 MTV Movie Awards with Brad Pitt, but she dumped him at the event and left with somebody else.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, he dated, oh, God.
I can't remember her name. Dating.
89 MTV Movie Awards. She said, you're not good enough for me. Bye-bye. You're not good looking enough for me.
Oh, who was that? I don't remember.
What's her name? I don't remember.
If I tell you. It's Christina Applegate.
That's not who I thought it was. Who was the actress that's in What's Eating Gilbert Grape and the what's her name?
The only one, I just remember Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
no.
Anyway, he did. Okay. Yeah, whatever. I can't remember her name.
This actor is the son of rocket scientists. His mother worked on the Hubble telescope.
Wow.
Yeah, this is going to surprise you. We have interviewed him, and he was high.
Ty Bennington?
No.
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Jack Black's parents are rocket scientists.
That's funny. Amazing.
This actress reality TV star has size 11 feet.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Huh.
Huh. Because she's starting her own shoe line.
Size 11. That's pretty big, right, for a woman?
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually for very, very tall women.
That's like Sasquatch. Feet right there. That's 11's big.
Well, she's what? How tall is she?
Like six? She's not that tall.
Like 5-something?
She's not 6 foot, though.
Close? Right? I don't know.
This celebrity is related to both Gwen Stefani and Celine Dion.
Whitney Houston.
Julia Roberts.
Melissa, you're wrong.
That is random. Celine Dion and Gwen Stefani?
Yep.
Who knows?
Madonna.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of random. Gwen's great aunt's mother-in-law shares the same last name as Madonna, and an ancestor of Madonna's mother was married to distant relative of Celine's dad.
Wow.
So it's not deep, but it is. This actor began his career as a juggling unicycle riding clown.
Random.
Juggling unicycle.
That's what
riding.
I would have said. I would have said Jim Carrey on that one.
He's on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
T.R. Knight?
Negative.
Patrick Dempsey?
Why is that? Because gay people have to start out juggling and have to be clowns and stuff?
No, it's just the
is
first that name that came to my mind.
Whatever.
When you said Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey.
He's still hot.
This model is an avid painter, and several of her works have appeared in U.S. art magazines.
Brooke Burke.
Is that Ashley Judd?
No.
I don't know.
Cindy Crawford.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, that's fine.
These twins had to wear fake teeth during the latter years of their show because smiles began to look different.
Olsen's?
The Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys bored by this yet?
No.
This local celebrity holds the Star Search record for the longest note held by a child at 12.1 seconds.
Usher.
Huh.
Yeah! Uh-huh!
Who's going to pretend that they haven't been keeping score?
I don't think we have. Liar. Really. It's just the brief moment of winning is enough.
It's the mini celebrations that make it all worthwhile. I think this one we all did know. This beautiful celebrity.
Yummy.
Used to date New Kid on the Block, Danny Wood. And they broke up because the band thought she was a groupie.
If you said
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Yes, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Your yummies. There's a short list of your yummies.
Hall of Fame yummy. And the last one. This actor belonged to the Key Club and the Forensics Club in high school. And before he became an actor, he supported himself as a chauffeur, a furniture mover, and a costumed mascot for the restaurant El Pollo Loco.
Oh.
Sad.
That is sad.
The first part of it is intriguing, though. Key Club and Forensics Club in high school.
But then he dressed up as a chicken.
Then he dressed up as a chicken. He's come a long
Andy Dick.
Way. Andy Dick.
Oh, I thought you said it was Andy Dick. No. I have no guess.
I don't know.
Whitney Houston.
Brad Pitt.
No!
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a chicken?
He was the Pollo Loco chicken.
That's awesome.
Came a long way.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme. Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.